listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you. How the heck are you, Miller and Moulton, on this first Thursday in May? It's Cinco de Mayo.
Let's start drinking.
Welcome to the Florida Sports Network. Thanks so much for being with us. Hope your week is going well. We're over the hump. We can see the home stretch from here. Wonder how many of you are fired up for that F1 race in Miami. Wonder how many of you are going. Anybody got tickets?
Anybody got an extra?
Apparently, right now, to purchase an extra costs you a minimum of 2 G's.
That's why I said, does anybody have?
Right.
I'm just looking for someone to take me.
No, I know that.
Blow off Mother's Day brunch and
right.
Go to the F1 race.
You're a freeloader. And you're fine. You're fine with it. I mean, you always have been. Okay, you've never made any bones about it. You know, one of the things I admire about you. But just saying, I mean, this sucker sold out quickly, and right now, if you were looking to secondary market it, it cost you a quick 2 G's. And apparently, man, the stars are already there. I mean, it's kind of like it's sunny and 90 with no rain in the forecast for a week, and it's in Miami, and there's an event going on.
Picked the right time.
In the right city. They can do events.
Yes, they can.
They can do the stars.
And as you all know, May's our month. They've gone home. The weather's still beautiful. And it's ours. The car carriers have headed north. The restaurants are just a touch less full. And the weather and everything else is still perfect in the Sunshine State.
So you got that on the weekend. And we're hoping to talk to someone who's covering the race.
Look at us going F1. How the hell am I supposed to ask questions about this?
Well, listen, I don't know. I mean, you know, we'll throw it in underhanded and we'll just pay attention and we'll go from there.
That sounds like a plan.
But, you know, it's on the agenda, put it that way. We will head to Miami and talk to an F1 correspondent. I have a feeling we may have an accent on the show.
And it's not going to be Miller or Moulton faking
right.
It.
And it won't be a Michigan or Jersey one. I have a feeling we will have an accent on the show. Another nice night, NBA, NHL playoffs. And, you know, if you have a Florida area code, it was a really good night.
Absolutely. Heat dominant in their win. Lightning come back even up the series 1-1 as they bring the series between them and the Leafs back to the state of Florida. So a great night for the Florida teams.
You know, it's almost as if the Lightning have a championship pedigree. I mean, really, you watch the way they responded last night, and it's almost like they have star players who had really awful games and had about 48 hours to let it marinate.
And then the star players played like, wait for it, star players.
You know, they did.
And on the other side of things, Miami knows Philadelphia has no size.
None.
And so let's give the ball to Bam whenever we can, and he's going to do basically whatever he wants at this moment.
Yeah, we're going to drive to the basket. We're going to give it to Bam and let him take care of things near the basket. Worst case scenario, we'll just throw the ball up on the rim and go get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that six-man guy keeps making a lot of shots.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, he can sometimes not be able to put the ball in the ocean while standing in it. And then there are times in which he's, last night, 18 points on like 7 shots. Yeah. Now, the Heat, I mean, they got 23, 22, I think 19 and 18 from their top four. Yeah, it was just
calculated takedown.
And you could see it on the Sixers' faces, Felipe. I don't know if you saw it either. Between Doc, Harden, you know, I mean, they just know without Embiid, I mean, they're outmanned. I mean, they got no shot. They have no shot without the big fella.
They haven't had much time this season with Harden and no Embiid.
True.
No, you're right. And, you know, you were the one pounding the table for 2 months about Embiid being the MVP. You don't just take an MVP candidate off the floor, even with what you're saying. This is a legit MVP player, and you can't take him off the court and expect much.
They're more dependent on one guy than the Heat are. You know, if the Heat lost Bam, that would suck. That'd be a bummer. But the Heat could compete.
Yeah, I haven't done much trash talking to my Philadelphia friend.
Yeah, there's no sense.
I've been humble.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's no sense. Hopefully for him and them, he's going to try to come back game three. That's the only chance they have.
And I actually really like Joel Embiid.
Oh, I think he's like a bull.
Yes. So I feel bad, but it is what it is.
Right.
You don't feel that bad.
Right.
I could tell in your voice there was not a lot of contrition in that voice. That was a fake I feel bad.
I think that every NBA champion in history has had a break at some point. Something go their way.
Absolutely. That's part of the postseason.
Yeah.
In all sports.
We talk about it more than most. I mean, it basically is luck.
Last man standing.
Sports fans hate that word. But, I mean, so if you want to call it a break, yeah. I mean, the Heat got a real break here. This should have been a war of a series.
And if Embiid comes back and they can hold court at home, it still could be.
Very true. If they win their next two games, it's a brand new series.
I will say this, because the odds are Miami's going to win this series and move on and all that. But this Tyrese Maxey guys. So, I mean,
he and Morant, the speed that they bring to the game is exciting to watch. That's all. It's, you know, Felipe, I think, obviously more than the two of us, is pounding his chest, wanting everybody to. I mean, you want everybody to watch the NBA. When you hear, it bothers you when we have discussions and you see the NBA coming last in a poll question. It actually, and I get it, you're younger and you think you're right about everything. And when you hear that others don't agree with you, it bothers you. I totally get it. But I will say, for those that trash on the NBA, if you watch Memphis play, if you watch Philly play, and you watch these two guys, the speed they bring to the table is something that I'm not familiar with watching the NBA. That is, I mean, it is. It's faster than anything I've seen in a long, long time playing that sport.
Mike Breen puts it best, nuclear athleticism.
That's new. That works. We know what you're talking about. And also, let's face facts. I mean, you get to carry the ball now.
Yes.
I mean, you almost get to carry it like a lunchbox. And so if you have nuclear athleticism and you can pick the ball up and dribble it again at your convenience, I don't know about you, Mark, that person would seem difficult to stop.
Really?
Right.
Iverson's watching the game going, man, I could do some damage out there right now.
Man, if they let me do that. I mean, we still would have lost to that Lakers team, but man, we would have gotten back to the finals more than once.
And I'd have had some great highlights. Because, Felipe, it's all about the highlights.
Used to be all about the shoes.
Right. Now it's all about the highlights.
Right. You know, dating ourselves. Money. It's got to be the shoes. Millard Moulton on this Thursday. Don't look at me like that.
I thought it was funny. It's not a bad look at all. I thought it was you know, for lack of a better term, David, I thought it was a cute line.
Thank you. Full day of baseball yesterday. A lot of streaks were snapped yesterday. Yesterday was getaway day in a lot of places, and a lot of streaks were snapped. Mets, Yankees, Twins. You know, it's time to lose, basically, is what the baseball god said yesterday.
Yeah, but one streak stayed intact. I had to get the right number because I wasn't sure exactly if the Brewers had scored again since I woke up.
Where are you going to go?
18-4, Brewers over the Reds. Oh. That is now 19 of 20 they have lost since the owner's son, CFO, gave the great line.
Where are you going to go?
In the tank.
The Reds were 2-2. They had their home opener. And basically a challenge to the fans. I mean, where are you going to go?
I mean, it's free money at this point for sports bettors.
Do you know how hard it is in baseball? Never mind Major League Baseball, to play 3 weeks worth of games and win once.
David, I don't know if it was 538 or one of the sites. I happened to just see a quick article. They were actually saying, do they have a run at the Cleveland Spiders in their last season in Cleveland, where they had like a 188 win percentage? Because most of the records in baseball, most wins and most losses, were in the 19th century. And that the Reds are actually right now on a pace to challenge the all-time losses. Not the modern day, the all-time losses in the sport.
They're 3-21 in baseball. I mean, that's unreal. I mean, to only win 1 out of 3 games, that's a 54-108 team. You know, to win 1 out of 4, that's a 62 Mets, 40-120. They're 3-21. That's winning 1 out of every 7, 8. 1 out of every 8. It's re-damn-diculous. They have to play above. If you by chance took the Reds and the over on their season win total, they have to play like 3 games above 500 the rest of the way to go over.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
It's the first week of May.
They're 13 and a half back.
Could you imagine being a Reds fan? Baseball season's over. They didn't make it to the draft. They did not make it to the draft.
David, their run differential at this point, do you want to just take a stab at it?
Just minus 80?
82. That's a really good guess. They're minus 82. The Royals, who are really bad, are minus 39 right now. That is the next closest. The Yankees, who have are winning damn near every game they play, are plus 49.
The Reds are nearly double that the other way.
The other way.
And coming up later on in the show, we'll play Guess the Attendance on the Rays-A's afternoon game yesterday. That's how we roll. Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
Twenty-one minutes after the hour, Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network. Thanks so much for being with us. Since this is the baseball hour, as was named during our second act, baseball fans are older, therefore they get up earlier. Therefore, whenever I wanted to talk baseball, Mark said, Moulton, talk it in the 6 o'clock hour. That's the baseball hour. So here we are, Act Three. It is still unofficially the baseball hour. Did you see the out-of-body experience that Madison Bumgarner had at the end of the first inning of the Diamondbacks Marlins game yesterday?
I don't know if I've ever seen anything quite like that.
Bumgarner thought he had struck out Marlin to end the inning. I thought the pitch was just off the corner, but anyway. And so Bumgarner, which a lot of pitchers do, they think it's a strike. They begin to walk off the mound. And, then is that showing up the umpire? Whatever. And so
God forbid you show up the umpire.
He and the home plate umpire have some words. Bumgarner eventually gets out of the inning, and they have a few more words, but they're fine. They're fine. And I don't know how many of you pay attention as to when they do the check, but a common time to check the pitcher for foreign substances, all that, is after the first inning. It's just known after your first inning. And they do it with the relievers, too. If you finish an inning a lot of times, then the umpires will check you. Okay. So the first base umpire, I believe it is checking Bumgardner for foreign substances. And, you know, he's feeling his shirt and he's looking at his hat and the whole deal, glove. And then he starts, Bumgardner's a left-handed pitcher, and he starts looking at his hand. Bumgardner's not even looking at the umpire. He just kind of sticks his hand out, turns his palm up. Did you actually see the video?
I did.
Doesn't it look like he was massaging his hand?
Yes, and I must say, there's nothing wrong with a good hand massage. Underrated.
Wow, I'm trying to think.
I mean, not as good as a foot massage, but...
Right. You know, I don't know if I remember the last time, you know, I had a hand massage. You know, I've paid for a full body massage. They rub body, your feet.
They'll get the hands, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I don't...
You might need a new person.
That or throw a few more dollars on the table. Hey, don't forget about the hands.
Okay, Robert Kraft.
So let's not go there, Deshaun. So Bumgardner's not even making eye contact with this umpire. And this umpire is kind of feeling up, massaging his pitching hand. And it's taken a while. And finally, Bumgardner looks up at him and no words are spoken. But Bumgardner gives him this look like, what the blank are you doing? And then puts his head back down again, kind of like, man, could you move this along? Finally, he puts his head back up. All right, the umpire is glaring at him the whole time. The whole time, waiting for Bumgardner to say anything.
And he finally says something.
And he's immediately ejected. This is your starting pitcher. Never mind the fact that it is also a pitcher of a little bit of status. It's a 10-plus year major league veteran, a World Series hero, if you will, in two of the Giants' three World Series triumphs last decade.
Yeah, he does have some status. First off, I think all starting pitchers have a little bit of status. They have, you know, the catcher and the pitcher have a little more status than the rest of the, I think, than the rest of the team with what they get away with umpires. Their relationship is a little bit different. And then take on top of that, he's a starting pitcher with, in that realm, in that club, he has a little bit more oomph than the rest of them.
And for those that don't know, in the 2014 World Series, Bumgardner wins two games as a starting pitcher and then comes out of the bullpen on 2 days rest and throws five shutout innings to nail down a one-run win for the Giants in a Game 7 on the road. So he ends up with two wins and a save in the World Series, and, you know, it's the stuff of legend. He'll always be remembered for that.
And here's the umpire who tosses him.
Tosses him.
And the part of the video that drives me crazy is then as the three players are holding Bumgardner back.
Who did lose his mind.
Well, yeah.
I mean, almost George Brett charging out of the dugout in the pine tar incident. I mean, he was nuts. He couldn't believe it.
And he's being restrained by three players, and the ump standing there with his chest out like, yeah, get past him, because I'll take you down, because I'm 5'10", you're 6'3", and I can kick your ass. Good gracious.
David Sampson, friend of the show, a guy's opinion that we respect, who is also somebody, as a former major league executive, he is someone who usually backs authority. And he came out and said that the umpire needed to be demoted to the minor leagues immediately. Immediately.
Think about that. We've had David Sampson on this show
for years.
50 times.
Well, in the last 3 years, ever since, you know, he lost his gig.
Right. I mean, we've had him on a lot.
Yeah.
Has David Sampson ever
said
anything remotely close to being offensive to the game of baseball? I mean, you know, we have Seth, who's offensive to the game of baseball. We have David Sampson, who has turned into our number one baseball guy because he truly, even with all the problems in the sport, only sees the good in the sport. Always. That's as un-David Sampson-like of a comment as I've ever heard to tell you how much it affected him.
GM of the Diamondbacks said the umpire needed to be fired. This one I am, because Bumgarner's going to face some discipline. You, when you're rejected, you can't lose your mind like that. You have to leave the field in what's called a timely manner. All right, they're going to have to do something to Bumgarner.
So he'll get his five games that misses a start or whatever it is.
Well, now I don't know if they'll suspend him that long, but probably a couple of games and they can work it so that he doesn't miss a start, but that he loses some money and they'll fine him on top of it. I don't know how long they'll suspend him for losing his mind like that. He will have earned it, though. I'll say that. But this is one of those cases in which it's like, okay, we clearly, we got two guilty parties here. I mean, what are you going to do to the ump?
Well, we have two guilty parties only because the one guilty party did something he should have never done.
I understand, but
I know, cause and effect. I get it.
Right. I mean, Major League Baseball is going to have to discipline Bumgarner.
I got you. They should have never had to because this right. should have never happened.
So there is no one who objectively looks at that and did not will not come to the conclusion that the umpire baited Bumgarner, that this was all on. And we've seen it in the NBA many times. You know, there's the legendary, you know, Scott Foster, Chris Paul, in which Chris Paul can't even look at Scott Foster. Can't do it. And we all know it. It's laughable. He's done like 15 Chris Paul playoff games. Chris Paul's teams are 0-15. You know, Clyde Drexler had a legendary beef with Daryl Gerritsen, I think it was. I mean, legendary. Everybody knew it around the league. League never did anything about it. This is one of those in which I think the rest of Major League Baseball is like, look, I understand you guys never discipline the umpires, but if you're not going to discipline this umpire for this, then basically they can do whatever the hell they want.
They've always had an incredibly strong union, more so than any of the other officials in any of the other sports. So it will be fascinating how this plays out, David, because there's part of me that thinks nothing happens to the umpire because that's normal for baseball.
Well, if I was baseball and you're telling me that nothing's going to happen to the umpire, then my statement would be, I'm not going to do anything to Bumgarner, which will infuriate the umpires. But, hey, if that's the most I can do, then that's the most I can do.
Miller and Moulton, we thank you so much for listening. The Starting Five on the other side on the Florida Sports Network.
Thanks for listening. And now, more of Miller and Moulton on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes before the hour. Thanks for being with us, Miller and Moulton. Florida Sports Network. Big show lined up today. Big show. We'll head across the state. Luke Smith covers F1 for Autosport in the New York Times. He'll join us. Pat joins us a day early. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, we'll do a segment on the NFL with Pat Kerwin. The Derby Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. The Derby is Saturday. It's as late as it can be. First Saturday in May, May 7th this year. Kurt Becker, Horse Racing Radio Network. Take some notes, win some money. And then 2 hours from now, we'll bring in Keith Smith. Talk a little association. I don't know. Sounds like a pretty good show to me. A
lot of racing. F1 and horse.
Yeah.
I like it.
And a throwback weekend for NASCAR. Also, going to one of those old tracks, bringing out the old paint schemes.
Did you see Ross's car? Ross and Suarez are doing the Dale and Dale Jr. Coca-Cola cars. They're pretty slick.
They are. But did you see the one car that's making a comeback? Harry Gantz, 33 car, the Skull Bandit.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's going to be in the race.
That's spectacular.
I interviewed Harry Gantz at a gas station in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, on like a Wednesday afternoon.
All right, how did the interview happen at a gas station?
Because that's where, you know, mid-'80s NASCAR and one of whoever his gasoline sponsor was or what have you, one of his sponsors, it was, but we were at an Exxon. I remember that. We were at an Exxon. And even though that wasn't the official fuel of NASCAR, I'm pretty sure it was Sunoco at the time. But
I think it still is.
But that's where the car was. And the gas station was like, and right next to it was a little store, and I'm sure the store was. But when we did the interview, we had the gas station behind him and his car. I just hung out for 2 hours with Harry.
Well, Gatt. When we were with the Napa guys, he's dying to get Chase
Elliott
out here.
Yeah.
At one of his stores. He's like, I don't really care what it's going to cost me. I want to do it.
And we said, well, if you bring that car down here,
we're in.
You better be fully staffed. Because the people are showing up.
Darn right.
They love those cars. So, yeah. Skull Bandit's going to be at least the 33 car. It looks so damn good.
I'm actually surprised they're letting them run a tobacco car.
Well, I don't know if Skull is on it.
There's no way Skull is on it.
But it's the Bandit. It is the Bandit. Same paint scheme and everything. It's Harry Gant's car. It's awesome. Time now for
The Starting Five. Five stories you need to know. It's The Starting Five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
The announcements actually came during our show yesterday morning. The NFL announcing their international games. The Bucks play the Germany game. They'll face Seattle at where Bayern Munich play their games on November 13th. Three games in London, early October, Saints Vikings. A week later, Packers Giants. Mischief night. Or Devil's night. Jags and Broncos. Jacksonville's annual game. Russell Wilson and company will be there. The Browns, by the way, hired 33-year-old Catherine Raich as assistant general manager yesterday. Browns GM Andrew Berry was with the Eagles. She replaced Berry with the Eagles. And so now, since Berry's assistant GM left to be the GM of, I believe, the Vikings, Berry replaced him with Catherine Raich. She's the highest-ranking female executive in the league. NBA Heat pulled away from the Sixers because they won every quarter. 119-103. Miami's up to spit. They shot 51%, hit 14 threes. Tyrese Maxey did have 34 for the Sixers, though, and they had no answer for him. I mean, James Harden was watching Tyrese Maxey last night going, man, you're pretty good. Phoenix was down 2 at the half and then outscored the Mavs 71-49 in the second half. Suns up 2-0 on Dallas, 129-109. Luka with 35 in the loss. Booker with 30 in the win. So think about that. Luka's averaging 40 in the first two games of the series. They're down 0-2. I mean, does this series even return to Phoenix?
I was about to say the same thing, David. This right now looks like it has sweep written all over it. They've got nothing for Phoenix.
By the way, no NBA playoffs tonight. And in a scheduling quirk, the two series last night will be the two series playing on Friday. So the other two series that played on Tuesday, they don't play again until Saturday. It's all done for television purposes. Basically, they don't want to show these two series. They want to show the Warriors and the Celtics. That's what ABC wants.
Yes.
Yeah. They want the Warriors and the Celtics. You know, these teams, these players, whatever. NHL playoffs. Lightning showed Toronto what championship material looks like. Hedman with a goal and 3 assists up until the giveaway late, which led to a shorthanded goal. He was tremendous. He looked like Victor Hedman. It was remarkable.
Funny in Cooper's comments after the game, and when you're up, your back's against the wall. Well, not that our backs were against the wall. I mean,
right.
He qualified every statement that he made with a kind of an out, but basically said, It was a huge game. Yeah. Your big players need to play great in a big game. Yeah. And ours did.
Yeah.
And then he said, but it's not really a big game. It was only game two.
I found out something interesting in the game because Buchagras did the game again. And he said he votes for Hedman every year for the Norris. He goes, I just think he's the best defenseman in the league. And he said, and I have a vote, and I voted for him again this year. And I thought to myself, well, most years I'd agree with you. I wouldn't have this year. Even people who covered the Lightning wouldn't have this year, but okay. All right. So the Bruins took out yet another Carolina goalie early. Antti Raanta injured. The backup is really their third string, had to come in. But Aho and Niederreiter had two goals apiece, and Carolina owns the Bruins this year. Owns them, even though Boston's taken them out of the playoffs the last couple years, or two of the last 3 years. Carolina wins 5-2. They're up 2-0. Stars. How tired am I? They're not the North Stars anymore. They're the Wild. They needed to win. They did. They got three in the first. A hat trick from Kaprizov. Marc-Andre Fleury got the start again.
I was surprised.
Yeah. I was really surprised.
But you trade for the guy. You traded for him for this time of year. And as you pointed out in game one, he didn't play badly.
No, it wasn't his fault at all. They did not play well in front of him. But Minnesota was up 3-0 after one. They won 6-2. That series is tied. Scoreless after the first, and then Edmonton went a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Evander Kane had a couple goals. Edmonton, two power play goals and a shorty. Mike Smith rebounded from a so-so performance with 30 saves in a 6-0 shutout over the Kings to tie that series at a game apiece. So three of the four teams who lost game one came back and won last night in the NHL. Okay. It's guess the attendance. The over-under was 4,000.
Oh, no, no. We lowered it. The over-under was 2,750.
Really? We went that low?
I did, because they were under 2,500 and just over 2,800 for the Tuesday game, and they went back to an early game. It was a day game yesterday.
It was a 12:30 start in Oakland.
2,642.
Felipe?
I hit the under, so I don't have a guess, but just under.
Okay. Guys, not only was it over, it was a big over.
Oh!
Big over. Remember, I went over because I said day baseball, matinee, you'll get a church group or something like that. Yeah. 48-38.
Wow!
Wow.
I know. They almost drew 5,000 to a Major League Baseball game.
Huh.
3-0 Rays. They swept the A's. They scored three in the eighth to do so. 48-38. So officially, they did 10,000, 10,200, something like that, for the entire three-game series.
It's embarrassing.
You think?
That's just embarrassing.
I will say there was only 7,356 at Marlins Park to watch the D-backs sweep the Marlins. Ouch. Pavin Smith with a two-run homer in the ninth for Arizona to rally them to an 8-7 win. Marlins fall back to 500. Braves really needed to win yesterday against the Mets. A loss, they would have been eight back. So they scored seven in the sixth and beat the Mets 9-2 to split the four-game series. Toronto really needed to win, so they didn't get swept at home by the Yankees. Yankees saw their 11-game win streak snap, 2-1 Jays. Twins had their five-game win streak snapped. Baltimore with six in the third beat them 9-4. Tigers and Pirates split a doubleheader. Padres and Guardians split a doubleheader. Angels scored one in the ninth to tie at six in the 10th to beat the Red Sox 10-5. Texas beat the Phillies 2-1 and 10. This is a big series coming up for the Phillies. They got the Mets at home for four.
Do a lot to scrunch that division if somehow they could get three or four.
Well, and not only that, I think it's a big series for Joe Girardi. Like, it would, you know, Dave Dombrowski's the general manager. Dave makes changes. The Phillies' payroll is like $220 million. If the Mets go in and win that series, I'm telling you, heads are going to roll. St. Louis beat Kansas City 10-0. They scored five in the first. Adam Wainwright, 64-year-old Adam Wainwright, 7 one-hit innings. Nolan Arenado with 2 hits, 5 RBIs. Houston swept Seattle 7-2. Verlander's 3-1. He looks good.
Coming off the injury, still throwing hard.
White Sox beat the Cubs for the second straight night 4-3. As we mentioned earlier, Milwaukee, Cincinnati.
Where are you going to go?
Reds fans, you've lost 19 of 20. Rowdy Tellez sets a Milwaukee Brewers record with 8 RBIs in an 18-4 loss.
Where you going to go?
I mean,
what's more pathetic, the Reds or the A's attendance?
Wow. Wow. If this was like MLB Network Radio, that would be our poll question.
I understand that. And, you know, someone asked in the Twitch chat room, did they announce the attendance at the A's game? If we lived in the Bay Area and owned a business, wouldn't you approach the A's and say, I want to buy a promotion where the people guess the attendance on the Jumbotron?
Yes. I want to sponsor the attendance.
That's what I want.
Yep. Colorado beat Washington 5-2. Dodgers got 2 RBIs from Betts, Freeman, and Muncy in a 9-1 win over the Giants. Lee Westwood, by the way, officially asked the PGA Tour for a release so he can play in the Saudi event in London. He's 49. He had a chance to be the European Ryder Cup captain this go-around and said no. And he was asked this week, hey, do you think this will cost you ever being the Ryder Cup captain for the Euros? And he goes, I would like to think not, but, you know, I guess we'll see how the European Tour handles it. I mean, I think this is going to cost Phil.
Definitely.
I don't think Phil
Phil cost himself when he started it.
Well, I understand. Right, but I mean this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Phil would have been Ryder Cup captain.
Absolutely.
Just like Tiger's going to be captain, Phil was going to be captain at some point. And now I don't think he will be. And it'll be an egregious omission. I mean, it'll be worse than Larry Nelson being omitted. But, all right, NASCAR, Matt Kenseth, one of three elected into the NASCAR Hall of Fame yesterday. And I don't know how many of you were is this Premier League or Champions League?
No, this is Champions League.
This is Champions League.
All the different European champion playoff.
I don't know how much time we have here. But anyway, Man City is up 1-0 in the match and 5-3 in the aggregate against Real Madrid. Real Madrid scores in the 90th minute and the 91st minute to tie the aggregate and then wins it on a penalty kick in extra time. This is considered one of the biggest choke jobs, collapses, whatever you want to call it, in major European soccer history. Real Madrid advances to the final. And that is the starting five.
Where they will take on Liverpool, for what it's worth.
And I guess Real Madrid is like the most titles and what have you. But Rodrigo, Mark! It's Rodrigo in the 90th and 91st minute. He's a legend. This was epic. It'll be remembered forever.